it's been ingrained in us to, you know, that it's, you know, one time my mother said to me, well, if you'd had children, you wouldn't have had so much time to be so self-indulgent. And that's probably true. However, you know, there was a lot of healing that had to take place in order for that. So for those of you who missed it, it's a really important question that one of the participants asked if, you know, it's now appropriate to be making wind knots for some of the places in the world that need our support. And this is like the intro to wind knot class. When I just think that we really need to keep the focus on ourselves for this one. But I also believe that whenever we step in and we decide what the outcome is for a community or a situation, that somehow we're still playing, like we're becoming the wind gods, and that we know what's better, or that we kind of designed that. So what did Angie say that was well said? I didn't see that, but so let's get back to our personal knots. Now that we're moving into the aspect of tying the wind knots. So the wind whistling, what we just started to learn and you just saw me playing, is an ancient art form of calling spirit. And one of the things that I know about the wind spirits, and trust me, it took me a long time to learn this, is that when you call, they come. So you always have to be clear with your intention as you're moving through this. And so that you really know what you want. And I'm going to say this again. For right now, I really would prefer that people keep their intention on themselves and not sending off healing energy to other people, because the winds will take care of, you know, one spirit doesn't need healers to create healing. We've all heard of spontaneous healing situations where all of a sudden someone was struck awake, or, you know, that the enlightenment occurred. And so when we think that we have more power, or that we somehow have power to do this, we get lost. And so for right now, it's best to just keep your wind knots. If somebody asks you to make them a strand, once you feel a little comfortable with it, then by all means, make them a strand. And what that means is that you put in some of your power, right? The power that we're working with, some of you put in the wind power with your breath, and then they get to untie them when they want. So you've got to be careful. Like, you think like, oh, well, you know best for somebody when they need to be using these strands, but you don't. You really don't. You know, you can deny people the dignity of their own healing when you get in the middle of it. So here's a part of the wind knot that I believe, was really important to know. Last week, I was doing a journey with Sandra, and in the process, we were recording the podcast, and I forgot what I was doing, but I was teaching a wind experience, and I started to do, add an incantation into the wind experience, and even the more advanced students probably haven't heard it yet. But when I put in the incantation, when I was blowing the wind whistle, and I used abracadabra because that's just a really old one, popular. And one thing that I learned about abracadabra this morning was that the thing about saying abracadabra, and everyone try it, you can't say it with one breath. Abra. You have to breathe in and say it. You can't abracadabra. There's just, it's not a word that you can say with one. It's not a one breath word. And so there's a breath out, a breath in, and a breath out. Isn't that interesting? I thought it was very fascinating. And so, so there's like in from incantations to, I'm really sorry here. Hold on a second. Sorry, let me just stop the recording 1 second. Don't let me. All right, so how was that for a little magic? My friend is going to come and show him where it is. I apologize to everyone for that. I made a special trip yesterday and asked them if they could come after this class. Abracadabra, peanut butter, and jelly. So abracadabra, I love that idea. So, but what I saw when I did this, when I was blowing the wind whistle, okay, which we're going to use for our breath when we're making our wind knots. What I saw was, and people who see energy, so I'd really love to hear this. What I saw was it took the energy and it broke it apart like an energetic wave, and then it smoothed it back out into a new format. So just see if when I blow the wind whistle and say abracadabra in your own mind, see if you can actually see, it looked like sound waves to me breaking apart and then smoothing back out, like almost like an EKG. Tell me what you see. Could anyone see the waves of the coming up? I saw it really clearly the other day. Yeah, I'm not going into the meaning of the word. I'm just using it as a word at the moment for this. So I know that we are creating, but sometimes I want to get us from the literal meaning into the energetic of it. So some people could see that. So the whole thing is for me, and we all visualize things differently. So I could see particles breaking apart and then coming back together. So again, if I believe that the creation happens in the gap, it's in between those particles that then come back together that the magic occurs. So when we're making our wind knots, it's our breath and the thought bundles of what we want to create. So, and what I'm saying for all intensive purposes on these wind knots, especially the ones we're doing right now, are we want to keep our thoughts as clear as possible. So if you want to say, if we were just doing them for prosperity, that's what we're doing these wind knots for. We're not defining what the prosperity is at the moment. We just want prosperity. Okay. So, because what happens is you may say, oh, I want a new Maserati, but what if there's something even better? What if you're getting into the first, you know, spaceship going to Mars? So we limit our prosperity by deciding what it looks like. So when I was looking for a house up here, the realtor said, God, you're really patient. You're really patient about all of this. Hold on one second again. I'm really, really sorry.
Did anyone else feel that statement? I'm trying to write it down. We limit our prosperity by deciding what it looks like. How many times have you predetermined what your prosperity would look like? I know I'm guilty of it.
Bridgie, can you please say that again?
Renee just made the statement, we limit our prosperity by deciding what it looks like. We limit our prosperity by deciding what it looks like.
So when I was looking for the house, my realtor kept saying, oh, you didn't get that house. I go, oh, yeah, this one or something better. Now, if I kept getting caught up in the idea of what that better looked like, then I would have been in the fish shanty over across town and wouldn't have gotten what I really wanted. So I think that the point of the discussion is that when you make a win knot, it's this or something better, always. Can you see these? So what we're going to do now is we're going to, and this for all of the Wynn Clan members who haven't done this before, is we're adding the invocation, the incantation into the breath when we go to tie our knots. Okay. What does she say? We limit our prosperity by the... Oh, that's Bridget. And so what we're doing is we're taking our breath and our thought bundles of what we want. And this time we're doing them for prosperity. So we're going to put our wind breath, our incantation, and we're going to tie them into knots that then we can store to use when we need them. How does that sound? Are you excited about this idea? So I just want to show you something. So now some of you have taken the Windwork Basics because I know that I saw you in that course and I know who you are. So now, what wind might you call upon to put into your knots? Now, this is where you could have some in play or in input is that, so say you want prosperity, but you need to have a new beginning. And your ideas, you need new ideas for prosperity because you've run thin on your ideas for prosperity. Well, you might want to call on Eurus the East Wind. But say that you keep stomping through your emotions and you can't work with other people. You get in your own way, and your emotional needs and desires get in the way of your prosperity. That you know what you haven't figured out what you need and desire to be prosperous. So then you might want to call on Notice the South Wind to be in here. For today, I was using the East Wind. So Kent, maybe you've been great at creating over and over again. You can create and create and create, but you can't harvest, or you've got a physical issue going on. So you have person health. You could use the West Wind for that. Then if the North Wind is if you want to create a community and you haven't been very prosperous for support and community, you might want to use call to Boreas, the North Wind, to help you with your wind knots for that. Does that make sense? So these cardinal winds will come in and help you with a theme. Eurus for mind, memories, and beliefs, new ideas, new beginnings. Notice the South Wind for emotional needs and desires. So say you're in a bad relationship and you need to be in a more prosperous relationship, you might call upon notice. So right now, just kind of survey in your life, like what wind might be helpful to make you a prosperous knot, because we're all at different places in our cycle. Does this make sense, Bridget?
Yes, very much.
Does anyone have any questions? What about some people who have never taken any of our wind work classes? Does this kind of make sense to you? All right. So this is where we can start to bring the cardinal winds in. And when you get more advanced in your wind work, and, you know, by taking some wind work basics and some other classes, then you might start adding in more winds. Like, so like what we're doing in the 10-month program is that, say I pulled Cardia for a month flag, I would make a wind knot for opening and closing doors. Well, sometimes that's how it goes, right? So, and it's not necessarily always the wind we want. It's sometimes the wind we need. And that's a, you know, and say you don't really know right now, like, oh, Renee, I'm so lost. I don't even know what you're saying. You could write, if you don't, you can download Wind Spirit cards. In fact, we'll put it in the coursework for you. But when you download, just pull out the cardinal winds, and then you can pull one from the hat until you're really more comfortable with really defining where you're navigating from at any given time. Bridget, are there questions I need to answer out loud?
Dee had asked a good question. She said that she is an overachiever, and is it possible to bring in all of the cardinal winds at one time?
Yes. We once did an experiment one day. You know how everyone does those 7-day challenges and stuff like that? Well, you know, remember, I brought this in and I didn't really know what to do with it. I've been learning what to do with it for the last few years. And so we had a 5 or 7 day wind challenge. Well, by day 3, everyone's life was in topsy-turvy chaos. We had to take a doldrums, a no wind day, and didn't call in any more winds, because what I had to learn was that when you call to a wind, you want to send that wind home when you're done working with it. Because one time when I was still seeing a lot of psychics, she's there like, oh my God, you've got like these like 30 spirits with you. And it was like, I kept calling up the wind, calling up the wind, calling up the wind, and I wasn't sending them home. So like life was getting pretty breezy. So you have to be really responsible, because remember, when you call, the winds are going to start to come. So what you want to do is you want to not be really respectful. Now, so if you were going to work with East Wind to make a strand, and so you're an overachiever, you want a strand for each. So when you got things going on, by all means do it. But send the East Wind home when you're done with that ceremony. Open a new ceremony, call in the, you know, and you can have 4 strands, but by all means, I would not ever suggest unleashing one from each direction, or the wind's going to be coming at you from every which way. Does that help?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Yeah. And in our Wind 10-month Wind Mastery Program, everybody is working with one primary cardinal wind for the year. And then one of the 32 wind spirits from the book each month. So we're all like, it's really nice. Like this month, I'm working with the same one as some other people. So you get to start to see as people do it, what the experience is with it. So it's really exciting.
I'm halfway through your book.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm hoping you're enjoying it. You're here, so that's a good sign. So the wind knots. So we're to the point of the wind knots. So this is the technical part of this, is like, how do you make a wind knot, Renee? That's what I came here for. And the other part is the background of how do you hold a wind knot. So the lap sailors used to go to the wind witches, and you see here, even in some of the diagrams, they would take these wind knots with them on the ship, so that when they would get, so that they would assure a safe trip and a prosperous trip and a trip home. So what you do is we're going to learn how to tie the knots, but once they're tied, when they needed a gentle breeze, they would tie a single knot, untie a single knot, and you untie it and you let it go. Two for a half a gale and three to summon the storm. Now they used knots over in Massachusetts off the coast of, when they got to Americas, they were using nickels and pennies and silver pences that they would infuse with the wind to throw them overboard, and the same kind of concept. So, you know, is it a wise tale, or did they know that they had a relationship with nature that worked? My belief is that they had a relationship with nature that worked. So they would sell these wind knots to seafaring men, and they would take these three knots, and that they would, when they had a certain, this is from an old book. I just wanted to show you how that they were when they were selling the wind. I used to make jokes like, oh yeah, spirit, how funny are you? Here, you want me to sell the wind? I mean, come on. It was like, of all the things, like I'm a used car salesman, but now I'm supposed to sell the wind. Well, the good news is there's a history of selling the wind, and I'm not selling the wind because the wind is out there for all of you. And what I am teaching is very practical ways that I've learned over time how to deal with things, and also, you know, tools and tricks that I've learned over the years about being a coach and a teacher and all of that, that I've worked hard to get. But the wind is for you. The wind is going to teach you with or without me. But once you've brought the wind into your life, you're going to have a different relationship with the wind if this is the only class you've ever taken. So now we're going to tie. Now I know, aren't they great? Now we're going to learn how to tie a knot. This is very important. Can you all see me? So I'm going to move back so you can see more of me. Whoops. So one of the things we learned early on is that it's important to know which side is your third knot, so you don't accidentally, you know, unleash the third knot when you're not ready for it. But it will happen all on its own. So the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. So this is our third knot. Now we're tying these for prosperity. This is the interesting thing about teaching. When you're teaching in a group in person, like if there's a disruption, somebody comes into the classroom, you can just deal with it. Here, I've got to like shut down the mute and do all of that, get the scissors. So I'm trying to have these be more personal experiences. All right, so I have a strand at about this long. So it's about here. Now, I want these to be about, we understand that power is that, the power that we're talking about is to be able to hold the energetics so the prosperity can come in. The power is that we're going to invite spirit to enter into each knot so that we can have an experience with this. All right. So I've located the one side. On here you'll know you have step-by-step instructions that we sent to you. And so you've opened up sacred space, which we did. And the other thing with the wind witches is that they didn't let other people see them tying their knots. I'm showing it to you for a demo, and then I will untie it later. But if it's for personal, you don't want other people's energy into your personal power of your knots. So you really want to be able to you know, tie them privately. And so even if they were sitting in a group, they would sit with their backs to each other. They would hide them below here. And it helps to go out with on a windy day. And as I'm talking about this, the wind is picking up outside. Now, if you're not in a place that you can go outside, because we do have some people who are kind of stuck at home, you can use your wind whistle. And I would suggest using your wind whistle even if you're outside. If you don't have a wind whistle, we use our breath. And your breath in your breath is the kiss of the spirit, to kissing, you know. I'm getting ready to tie an overhand knot. That's one of the first knots you learn as a kid, where you go over here and then you slide it up through. All right. So you've got here, and in here, this is when you're going to, you're going to use your wind whistle if you want, or you're going to use your breath, or you're going to try to catch that wind outside, and then you're going to use your incantation. Now, if you don't want to use abracadabra, like Angie said, it's the Aramaic word for I create, and maybe you like that sounds better, that could be your incantation. And I'm not saying what your incantation is going to be. I'm just playing with abracadabra right now because I liked the way the waves moved for me. So I'm going to actually go into here and I'm going to go. And if, because I'm doing it quietly, and you can't even do abracadabra quietly without breathing in and out too. That's like a really interesting word. And I tie that first knot. Now, remember, this is my gentle gale, my gentle breeze. And then I'm going to put in, when I need more energy towards prosperity, more power towards prosperity, I'm going to do a second one. I'm going to tie that. And then my third one, this is the all gale, all bets are off. So then I have a strand of three knots. I've got this side is got wax on it or colored string or pencil, so that I can tell the difference between which knot is which knot. All right. So right now I'm going to untie one just so you can see it. So I want to give us all this group prosperity since we're all here. And I did this as a group demo. So I'm going to untie prosperity. Again, I did my incantation and I untied that first knot. Do you feel the energy of that? Anyone? Bridget? Anyone there?
I definitely did. And Kat is asking a question here. Is the incantation before the breath or after?
I do it while I'm doing the breath. It's a coordinated move. It's kind of, you know what? I'm wrong. When I did it, I was like, so that I did the incantation right at the end of the first breath.
And she's also asking, do you say anything when you open the knot?
I did the incantation again. But you could say thank you.
Rosemary's asking if you can do the process of tying again.
Okay. So we've got our knot. We've got this now, right? And this is the space in here of where we're storing the prayer. So I'm going to do it this way so you can see it, but you're going to get a breath. And I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to put this string through here because it's hard to do it all. I close my eyes. That's how I do it. I say the incantation. It's powerful with the incantation. It's just really, really, I can see that it adds a lot of power to it. This is like a new move with these wind knots, but I think they're really a powerful move. So I'm really looking forward to everyone trying that and telling us, you know, I guess for this class, we'll go over to the Wind Clan to do this. But this is your deepening process to actually go out in nature and make your wind knots today. We're not going to actually do it on this call because I wanted to, take you on a journey as an ending, but I'm going to get some questions first and get all of that out of the way, because once we do the journey, it's kind of the how I like to end it, but we're going to do a journey about power. And so, because I think that if you understanding the power part is so crucial to having the prosperity and learning how to contain it into a knot, so that your power is coming from a really source place of clarity. Well, you know, you can create that. You don't have to wait for a strong wind, but we're now weather stalkers, like, you know, those people who chase weather trackers. We like, oh my God, there's a hurricane. Let me go out and tie some wind knots. Other questions? Wind stalkers. What comes up?
I think I have my new vanity plate.
I know, that's like a great one, huh? You start furthest away from your waxed end or your colored end. So you tie your gentle wind first. Your second wind is your middle wind, and the third wind is your most powerful wind. Now, yeah, that's how you do it. Yes. Yes. So the wind you brought in is the wind, your cardinal wind. So you, like, when you're calling into the directions at the beginning, Linda, you would call in to Eurus to help you, or Zephyrus to help you for this. So say you've decided that you're really needing some health and some good health and prosperity right now. So you want to work with the west wind for your wind knots. So you could face west, and you could call to Zephyrus, the west wind, to help you. Now, maybe you don't know, so, you know, that's okay too. Just see, pull a wind out of the hat and see which one wants to help you do this. Well, it's a picture. That's why you can't get yours to look like a picture. But, you know, I mean, it's truly... it's the same knot you use when you're tying a shoe. Can you see it, Bridget?
Yes. And Angie's asking, how often do you do this wind knot? Once a month? ?
Well, you're doing them once a month, doing them with your monthly winds and as you need them. Like, some people know what happens is a lot of people are like, oh, I'm never going to undo that third one. I say undo a whole charm. You know, I say do a whole charm. So my fingers are in the way. I'm not quite. So here's my hand. Here's I'm looped around it. And then I'm going through the center. And I've got the loop. All right. And then you have your knot. And you pull them tight, because if you have a mace or you put them somewhere, they'll untie themselves. Then what we want to talk about is then you want to keep them on your altar. All right, over here on the one side is how the 10-month program, we're making wind knots for each. And so to keep them all straight, I just put them in between each month. But you might have an altar in the house, or you might have an altar or altar. You want to keep them somewhere sacred, or you might want to have a little cabin, a little pouch to put them in. You want to keep them somewhere sacred. They're magic. They're charms. Okay? Any more questions on them?
I will just say to be mindful of where you hide them. I've actually forgotten where I've hid my knots, and then I find them way after the fact. So,
way after when you needed them most? Yes, you could have different, you could have more than one knots. But for this one, the thing is that I would say to start with is before you make two, why don't you make one and undo them all and see how they help in your life? Right? I mean, we always want to, we're like a culture of more. Let's have, if one wind knot's going to give me power, five are going to give me way more power, but only when you unleash the wind. So like now we are going to unleash the second wind for this group so that you all have the energy to go out and make your knots. And I'm not going to undo this third wind knot right now because I don't want to unfurl you and like send you off, you know, packing.
Tom is asking, what is the significance of three knots?
Well, you know, that's how they used to make them. But when we did it with, we've done a whole directional one where we've made a wind knot for each direction. So it gives you a starting point. So then you can see what's a little bit of wind, what's a little bit more wind, and what's a lot of wind. Sometimes we don't even know what those things. All right. Any more questions before we go to the journey and end this?
Not that I'm seeing.
Whoops. Let me tell you what the deepening exercise is now. So you're going to make a strand of wind knots. And make sure you have an altar or a sacred place to put them on.